Yes, you're absolutely right. Jimmy Edwards and Dick Bentley are back with June Whitfield, Wallace Eaton, Tony Eaton, Sid Phillips and his band, and BBC Review Orchestra, all inviting you to Take It From Here.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that superb rendition.
All right, you lot, all right. You've played it. Now we'll all get back to work. Come on, come on. Get those barrels moving. Come on. Tote those crates. Lift that beer. Get a little drunk.
Jimmy, what is going on? You've turned the studio into a replica of a four-ale bar.
It's all for you, Bentley. It's all for you.
Jimmy, you know I don't drink.
This beer isn't for you to guzzle. It's stock for the bar of the Richard Bentley Theatre.
Yes, but why have you brought it all here now?
Well, you see, it's a job lot, you see. A certain amount of stock came onto the market, and I snatched it up. Go steady with that barrel, you two!
Hey, maybe it's not right, Mr. Edwards. Charles the Thiel and I are musicians. Just think of it, musicians shifting beer. That's unheard of, isn't it, Charles?
Well, by the sound of it, he's been shifting enough beer, hasn't he, eh?
Really, I shall go home tonight smelling of drink. Me, a trombonist. It's shameful. The chaps at the tennis club have put me on that.
Jimmy, when I said that you could have the drinks concession at the theatre, I didn't visualize this.
Oh, never mind.
But there's enough here for a cup final crowd. Who's going to drink it all?
Yes. Charles will drink it all if we're not careful.
Excuse me. You might remember me. I'm Maud Lamptrimmer, the producer's secretary.
Oh, yes, of course. Miss Lamptrimmer, the one who gets on our wick.
Mr. Chilton, the producer, has sent me down to ask if you'll be so good as to do a few pages of Take It From Here, because if not, he'll phone Broadcasting House to put on a record of Bill Bills.
Well, that's extraordinary. He hasn't acted like this before.
Yes, up to now he's been very accommodating.
Yes, but he does feel now that all this beer is going too far.
It's just what I said, Jimmy. You'll have to shift it.
What, on my own? That's impossible.
I'll give you a hand.
Ask Mr. Rabinovitz. His boys brought it in and they can take it out.
No, I'm afraid they can't. They're exhausted. The strings have gone all limp. I shan't get a note of pizzicato out of them tonight.
Mr. Bentley, Mr. Edwards, you have created chaos out of what is normally an uneventful radio show. Studio audience is getting quite restive. What are you going to do?
I've just been wondering. Wait a minute. I think I've solved the problem. Much as it hurts. What does beer do? Yes. I mean, apart from that, beer makes people happy and bright, doesn't it?
Yes, well, sometimes, but only if it's taken in moderation.
Well, I admit beer drinkers seem to laugh a lot.
Precisely. Ladies and gentlemen of the studio audience, line up for free beer. Come and get it, Tom.
Now listen to Sid Phillips and his band.
Thank you. That was I Found a New Baby, played, of course, by the band with Mr. Sid Phillips in front, but only just. Forward, Mr. Announcer, please.
Now we present our newspaper of the air, the Sunday Type. The Sunday Type, as usual, first with the news. Take this week's front page story.
Fallout scare.
Mr. Hemsley Pitt had a scare while driving his car yesterday. He thought his wife had fallen out.
Notes for Women by Heather Scott Papworth.
Hello. The Chinese musical play now in London has set off a new fashion amongst women in split skirts. I spotted one woman who was wearing one and asked her if she'd been influenced by the world of Susie Wong. No, she said. I caught it on a nail.
The Family Doctor.
Terribly sorry, no article this week as I've been ill in bed.
And so to our main feature, the amazing story of a fiddle in the brass band world. A top conductor says...
Stop that racket! My name is Jim Sykes, conductor of the world-famous Wensleydale Motor Scooter Works Brass Band. I've worked hard and I've played hard to get our band up to the top. In fact, the band works more often than the motor scooters. Last year alone, we won £500 at brass band festivals. Our little secret was dirty instruments. Well, there's muck, there's brass. But my life hasn't been all pomp and circumstance. I shall never forget the time when a new cornetist joined the band. I think he rather fancied himself. Still, he was entitled to an audition.
Well, Sark, what would you like me to play?
Anything you like, Mr. What was your name again?
Richard Satchmo Entwistle. Right, now. Well, how about this? Well?
Oh, well, you're a bit out of practice. But a few weeks with us, and we'll soon lick you into shape. Anyway, lad, tell me something about your record.
Oh, which one? Satchmo Entwistle plays Harry Mortimer? Or... or you can have Satchmo Entwistle at Las Vegas.
No, you misunderstand me. I mean, what experience have you had?
Well, for some years I was with the Brigade of Guards.
A bit short for a guardsman, aren't you?
Tall Busby. After that, I joined a jazz band, the Bella Ricky Hotshots. I was featured soloist.
Well, you might have been a big shot with the Hotshots, but you're starting at the bottom here. You've got 11 cornetists here, and you'll be 12th man.
Reserve?
Aye. If one of the first 11 blows his top before half time, you'll be in.
But I expect you to play solo.
You're all the same. You think you're not nothing but calm.
Hello, Jim.
Ah, here's my bit of stuff with a bottle of beer.
Here you are, Jim. I've brought you lunch.
Thanks, love.
Well, hello, miss.
Get your steamy eyeballs off her. Go on, blow. No. I didn't mean that, you cloth-headed nit. Put that corny cornet away and get out.
Now, but aren't you going to introduce me to this very attractive young lady? Who is she? The singer with the band?
Now, don't be daft. No one sings with a brass band.
How do you do? I'm Alice Fanshaw. I work at Motor Scooter Factory. I'm on Ulton.
She looks it.
Now, that's enough of that. You better start work right away. I've got a job for you. After our last concert in part, the band parts have got all damp.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Go and air the sheets.
He seems a nice chap, Jim. Is he new, then?
Ah, he is a bit new. Ah, he's a replacement, you know. He's a replacement for Jasper Adcastle.
Oh.
Poor old Jasper. He got taken badly during Flight of the Bumblebee.
Ooh. What happened, then?
He got stung. Well, this lad'll be all right. I tell you, Alice, the band's never been in better shape. We've got a right good chance to win championship. There's only one serious rival, and that's the Muckley Colliery Band. We can just beat them,
oh,
which will be all right.
Band?
That's all you think about. I'm sick of it. What about that gold band for my third finger left hand?
Oh, that? Well, I all in good time. Laza, I...
Oh, that's what you always say. Times are, I think you don't love your little Alice anymore.
Ah, nay, laza, don't I do. No. No, no. No. You see, it's just that I've got my heart set on this championship, I have.
Well, I'm fed up with playing second fiddle to a lot of wind instruments.
No,
I'm warning you, Jim Sykes. You may win championship, but you might lose me tonight.
No, Alice, don't go. No, don't. Come back. Don't go. You're going. Don't go. I've got something important to say.
Well, then, what is it?
Have you seen my new batong anywhere? I've lost it.
Oh!
Well, I'm afraid I had to neglect Alice even more after that. As the day of the contest drew nearer, it was rehearsing morning, noon, and night, and other well-known pieces. By the day before the contest, I'd got the band tuned up better than a sports car. Hey, wait a minute. Stop. Now, who played that wrong note? Get out, Charles. Oh, you, Satchmo Entwistle. What key are you in?
B flat.
It sounds like it. You shall be in G.
But it's supposed to be B flat. I know Sousa well enough.
Look, if you knew Sousa like I know Sousa, you wouldn't really well stand there arguing. Right, we'll try it again now. All together now from the little black squiggly thing at the top of the page. After two. One, two, three, four. Well, I'm afraid the clock's beaten us. Greg, for lunch. Have a good meal, lad, and I want you back here in 5 minutes. Oh, hello, Alice.
I've not come to see you, Jim.
Oh, I suppose you've come to see him, have you? You're bringing him his lunches now, are you? Let's have a look under that cloth. Very nice, eh? A bottle of champagne, eh? Fresh salmon and a dollop of ice cream for his cornet.
Well, he likes good living, does Otlet?
Oh. Oh. It's hot lips now, is it? Alice, don't be tempted. Can't you see he's got an evil face?
Oh, yeah. What a kisser.
That's what I mean, aye. He's right shifty. Don't trust him.
You're just jealous, Jim Sykes. Look at you. You're green with envy.
Nene, it's this fluorescent lighting here. No. Makes everyone look funny. Alice.
It's no good, Jim. You think more of music than you do of me.
Music has been my whole life, but I never thought I'd be part of a triangle. Well, Alice, wish us luck tomorrow.
I do, Jim. You know that. Gone.
Alice, you don't still love him, do you?
Well, I don't know, Satchmo. I just don't know. I'm a bit confused, that's all. I know he loves me deep down, but music will always come between us.
It wouldn't with me, Alice. Just say the word and I'll give up my trumpet voluntary. Oh, come on, Alice.
Jim's a fine man. If only he wouldn't practice so much.
You'll be all right with me. I've had plenty of practice.
Here. Satchmo. Oh. Come over here. I want to talk to you.
Who's that?
Oh, it's just a business associate. I'm afraid you'll have to go, Alice. This is private business.
Oh, well, all right, Satchmo.
Okay, we're the bottom. Where's the money?
I told you. You get it after the contest. After the Muckley Colliery Band has won.
But how can I be sure we won't win?
How can you, with you playing out of tune all the way through? That was the arrangement, wasn't it? I'm warning you, Entwistle. My connections have got a lot of money involved. If you don't throw the contest, you'll be hearing trumpets, but you'll not be playing one.
All right, we're the bottom. You tell them they can depend on me.
Oh, Jim, opening outside door. Jim, Motor Scooter Works brass band is being got at.
Hey.
Satchmo Entwistle is a traitor.
I always knew he was a snake in the brats.
I just had to come and warn you. I know what it means to you. Jim, tomorrow, the Muckley Colliery Band is going to win.
I see. Well, thanks, Alice, love. I've been a fool. I have a right fool. We'll be married straight after the contest.
Oh.
But now I've got to act quickly. I know what I've got to do.
What? Get rid of Satchmo from your band?
No, I'm going to get £50 to win on t'other band.
And now the voice of Tony Eden.
The nightingales could sing like you, they'd sing much sweeter than they do. For you brought a new kind of love to me. If the Sandman brought me dreams of you, I'd want to sleep my whole life through. For you brought a new kind of love to me. I know that you're my king, my ideal, but still you could understand that underneath it all, I'm a maid. And you were only a man, I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you, for you brought a new kind of love to me. If the Sandman brought me dreams of you, you brought a new kind of love to me. I know that you're my king, my ideal, but still you could understand that underneath it all, I'm a maid. And you were only a man, I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you. You've got a new kind of love to me. You've got a new kind of love to me.
Gentlemen, please, your last orders, please. Well, Miss Tickler. Another brown ale.
What else? The night they invented brown ale, they thought to you and me. Harum. Thank you, Ted. Thank you.
You're full of the joys of life this evening, ain't you?
Ted, for once, I'm a man at peace with the world.
Oh.
Mind you, I wasn't last Tuesday.
Oh.
I thought you'd be interested to hear about that. The story, for what it's worth. Well, it must be worth another brand.
Oh, all right.
Thank you, Ted. With the top off, please. Thank you. Well, the story goes like this. Tehran on Earth, of course, Tuesday was just an ordinary humdrum sort of evening.
Oh, Ron. Whatever that you've got in your hand?
Look, Earth. I've made a wine glass out of a toffee paper. Do you like it?
Yes. Very good.
Thanks, Seth. Now perhaps you'll take back what you said about never doing anything worthwhile.
I meant us, Ron. We never do anything worthwhile. We ought to do something more uplifting.
But, Eth, you know, I'm not very strong, and the doctor said I shouldn't lift anything that is likely to bring on the...
sort of uplift.
Oh.
Mental uplift. I mean, well, two people like us could help each other to find out things, be provocative, give each other ideas.
I think I know what you've got in mind. Well, do you think it's wise in front of Dad?
Oh, don't mind me. I'm not listening to you two anyway. I'm far too engrossed in me Greyhound Gazette. And let's see, Trap 5 hasn't won for 14 races. There's a wide run on the inside.
Mr. Glum.
So what do I... are you talking to me, then?
May I ask you a pertinent question?
Go right ahead, Ed. Be as pertinent as you like.
I didn't really like to say anything before, but why are you in here with us this evening?
Yes, Dad. Why?
Now, one question at a time, please. Well, Ed, it's not out of choice that I inflict my unsavory presence upon you.
Oh, no.
For once, I'm afraid circumstances are such that it is quite impossible for me to remain in the kitchen with Mrs. Glum.
But I thought Mum had changed her fishmonger.
No. It's not that, Ron. It's not that.
Well, Mr. Glum, I don't want to pursue the subject, but what is it?
Well, then, the truth is this. Last night in this house, Mrs. Glum and me, well, we had a real old bull and car.
I didn't see them. What were they doing in there?
Your mother and me, we had a few words. Well, she had most of them, of course. I don't know where she picked up the language. I don't know where she picked it up. I suppose that's what comes of listening to the wireless.
Mr. Glum, I am sorry for you.
Well, yes, I'm sorry for me, too. Do you know, if she hasn't spoken a word to me since then, not one solitary word. Oh, wait a minute, I'm telling a lie. She did use one solitary word this morning when I asked for some breakfast.
Tell us, Mr. Glum, just how did this quarrel start?
Well, I mean, like most quarrels, you know, innocently enough. You see, last night, Mrs. Glum and me paid one of our rare visits to the Co-op Savings Club social evening. Isn't it?
Yes.
Well, there was always a bit of dancing, like, and Mrs. Glum, she accuses me. She says, she accuses me, well, to put it as delicately as possible, of getting off with some of the younger bits.
Oh, I see.
It's not what you think. It's not what you think. The boot was on the other foot. They were running after me. I mean, I can't help it if I'm attractive to members of the opposite... Ron, pull your cap down over your ears a minute.
Righto, Dad.
Sex. Honestly, if they just swarm round me like... well, like flies round a dustbin.
Mr. Glum, are you quite sure you didn't in any way encourage them?
Well, I might considerably have just given them a playful little pat, but that don't mean nothing. Do it, Ron. Do it, Ron. Ron.
Hey?
You can uncover your ears now, Ron. Eh, look here, it's not sinful for a man like myself to have an eye for beauty.
That's quite right, Dad. After all, you picked Mum.
Yes, well, accidents will happen as well. But now, Ed, you do see my point, don't you?
No, Mr. Glum, I don't. Well, as a woman myself, naturally I see Mrs. Glum's point of view. Oh, dear, I'm afraid this is the age-old problem, you know. Sooner or later, sex rears its ugly head.
I was only standing up for a minute after my foot's gone to sleep.
Well, why don't you join it? I'll admit my actions last night might have given cause for Mrs. Glum to take umbrage, but believe me, I am now deeply sorry.
Oh, yes, well, so are we. And it's up to Ron and me, really, to bring you and Mrs. Glum together.
No, it's no good. That a summit meeting won't help. She just wouldn't listen to me.
Oh, well, in that case, write her a letter.
Don't be daft. She's only in the kitchen.
Oh, come on, Mr. Glum. Here you are. You can borrow my pen. And here's some paper.
Oh, dear.
Now, how are you going to start?
Well, I better open the pen first, I suppose. Here we are. I got it. Dear Mrs. Glum, with reference to your allegations of the fifth instant...
Mr. Glum, isn't that a little formal, don't you think? Wouldn't it be better to be more yourself?
All right, then. Dear Mother, when you caught me chatting to those birds last night, it was the drink what was talking, so blame it on the beer and not me. How about that? That ought to do it.
Oh, no, it won't, Mr. Glum. It needs more than that.
Well,
I don't mean to be personal and pry, but when was the last time you told Mrs. Glum you loved her?
The last time I told her.
Yes.
Well, I'll have to have a think there. I know. Armistice night. 1918. Oh, I remember it distinctly. The band was playing We've Singed Your Moustache, Kaiser Bill. It was, well, it was our tune, really, honest.
Finn, you should reiterate your love in the letter. A woman likes to be told these things. But she also likes to get a little compliment now and then. I mean, couldn't you tell Mrs. Glum that she reminds you of, oh, say, Sophia Loren or Brigitte Bardot?
Of course, yes. Ron, haven't I always said that Mother's like a film star?
Yes, Dad. Charles Lawton.
Mr. Glum, I wouldn't put that down if I were you.
No, I'd better not put that down, Earth. All right. You're the expert. I'll just put, so please forgive and forget your loving husband. Oh, and kisses. There are kisses.
Oh, yes, that's a nice touch, Mr. Glum. Oh, she'll get all sentimental when she sees those three crosses.
Like I do when I see him across a barrel. All right, Ronnie, take this note to your mother. She's in the kitchen.
All right, Dad. Dad, can I have sixpence for going?
Oh, Ron, don't be so mercenary. You're a messenger of love. Now, off you go. You keep... Oh, dear. Well, Mr. Glum, we shall soon know.
Yes, we shall, eh? Oh, dear. If only she'd act normal again. It's this terrible silence that gets me. Oh, well, I rather miss her nagging me. I suppose, really,
I'm back.
Well, Ron, how did she take it?
Well, Dad, there were tears in her eyes. She was peeling onions.
Oh, bless her.
Mum, what are you doing with that frying pan?
Well, Mother, what is... Oh, go.
Oh, Mr. Glum, it didn't work.
Yes, it did, eh? Now I know for sure she still loves me.
Hello, Fiddlest and BBC Review Orchestra bring our recorded show to a close. Those involved were Professor Jimmy Edwards, Dick Bentley, and June Whitfield, encouraged by Wallace Eaton, Tony Eaton, and Sid Phillips. Eric Merriman and Barry Took wrote the script. Your announcer was Douglas Smith, and the show is produced by Charles Chilton.